The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, October 24, 1100 block of 56th Street. A citizen reported that they dropped their wallet in the supermarket parking lot sometime in the afternoon. The wallet is described as a black leather, bifold with a small owl logo in the bottom corner. The wallet contained several cards including bank and credit cards, driver's license, and a significant amount of cash. October 27, 400 block of English Bluff Road. Report received from a citizen that they had hit some power lines in the area. Police and fire department attended and determined downed lines were phone lines and did not pose a risk. Wires moved to side of road, caution tape setup, and phone company contacted. October 28, 0 block of 56th Street, CBSA reported a vehicle illegally went through the border crossing without paying taxes on purchased products. Police located the vehicle and detained the occupants for illegal entry into Canada. The driver and vehicle were transported back to border crossing and a search was conducted of vehicle with nothing found. Suspect paid the required fees and was released without charges. October 28, 4600 block of Blue Heron Way. Complainant reported their black mountain bike stolen from the front porch of their residence sometime in the last week. Bike was chained to porch railing and secured with a padlock. Police discussed strategies for safekeeping with the complainant. October 29, unit block of Deerfield Place. Complainant reported their fence knocked down by a group of youth and advised it was an easy fix. Police attended and spoke to group of youth in the area who may have been responsible indicating, have fun, but don't let things get out of hand. All youth cooperative and were sent on their way. Police were unable to confirm these youth were the responsible parties. October 30, 5500 block of 9th Avenue. Report received that a large group of youth were banging on garbage cans and lighting fireworks in the park. Police attended, but youth were gone. Goalposts and a few garbage cans had been tipped over, but no other property damage observed. October 30, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Complainant reported they believed their vehicle was stolen from the shopping center parking lot. Police attended and located the vehicle. Complainant confirmed it was their vehicle and they had just misplaced it. Ladner, October 24, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were contacted by a person who identified as an employee of TELUS offering a deal on a new cell phone. The complainant provided the caller with their credit card and email information before they realized they were the victim of fraud. Credit card cancelled before charges could be made. All passwords changed and TransUnion, Equifax, and Anti-Fraud Canada contacted. Police made queries of phone numbers with negative results. October 25, 7400 Vantage Way. A business reported 8 batteries valued at $1,500 had been stolen from several trucks. Surveillance video showed a male and female associated with a gray Hyundai Elantra arrive and remove the batteries from the trucks. The suspects were described as a darker-skinned male in his 50s and a Caucasian female in her 30s. October 28, 6900 block of 72nd Street. A business reported the theft of a rented Mitsubishi forklift from the rear driveway. Surveillance video shows a Ford F-550 white pickup with a flatbed with the forklift being driven onto the flatbed before pulling away. Information re the forklift valued at $25,546 added to the Canadian Police Information Center. October 29, Highway 17A and Highway 99. During police patrols, a lone vehicle was found stuck in a field. The driver indicated they were lost and drove into the field to turn around and got stuck in the mud. A tow truck company retrieved the vehicle the following morning. October 29, 5800 block of Grove Avenue. Complainant reported a large group of youth throwing fireworks and potentially causing damage. Police attended and warned the youth regarding lighting fireworks and causing issues in the neighborhood. October 30, 5100 block of Central Avenue. Report received from complainant that a large group of youth were lighting fireworks and causing a disturbance at the elementary school. Complainant indicated one of the youth was carrying a BB gun. Police attended and the youth scattered while still lighting fireworks. One of the youth apprehended, but denied having a BB gun and was subsequently released with a warning regarding the weapon and fireworks possession.